Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So we've had a good week so far. We've been talking about July being Kentucky-grown cut flower month. And we talked about a little bit yesterday about that short course that's going to be highlighting a virtual cut flower farm as well as some post-harvest information. So if you're interested in getting more advice on that, make sure to contact your local extension office on how to get signed up. But this topic today is very exciting because I know last year was a little bit different just due to COVID. But Chris is going to be sharing some information today on the Kentucky State Fair.
That's right, Kristen. I guess I've always said that next to the week of Christmas or around Christmas, the State Fair is probably one of my favorite weeks of the entire year. And we get to see a lot of folks that maybe we haven't seen in a year or two. So the State Fair is going to be more normal again this year. Okay, so we're going to have a traditional, Kentucky State Fair. And folks, if you've never been up or if it's been a long time since you've made the journey north up I-65 to the Kentucky State Fairgrounds, I want to invite you back to the State Fair this year. Open every day, starting on the third Thursday in August, and I believe that's the 19th, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we're talking about through the week, Monday through Thursday, the State Fair will be opening at 10 a.m., midway closes at 8 o'clock, you know, and then on the weekend it stays open a little earlier. On that very last day of the fair, though, the fair closes about 6. So, you know, I think that, you know, we get into the fair and we start seeing all those good things, you know, get all that special food and all that. And there's a few things different this year. One of those being early bird tickets, online tickets available. You'll be able to save $2 a person if you will go ahead and buy online. So that works out. That works out really well. And then the reason I talk about this now is because if you're wanting to be an exhibitor, okay, if you're wanting to, and that may be entering anything from livestock to dairy cattle to chickens, rabbits, home goods, cut flower arrangements. See, yes, I have been paying attention this week.
You have. Very good.
I have been paying attention this week. You know, folks, that's those deadlines are coming up. They're coming up here at the end of this week and the beginning of next week. So traditionally, we've always had a big State Fair catalog, Kristen, and it's been kind of gone the way of the, I guess, of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, the wish book when I was a kid that had the toys in it, all right? So there is no printed copies this year of the State Fair catalog. So it's completely online. And folks, what I've been doing, because I look at it all the time, because I get questions, is I just Google Kentucky State Fair, and then I can go right to the premium catalog right there. Go ahead and make those applications of the things that you want to exhibit and that kind of thing. But again, those deadlines are quickly approaching, so we need to do that. So, you know, we talked about there's lots of special days at the Kentucky State Fair, whether it be Farm Bureau days, there's Veterans Appreciation days, you know, and we get up there, and as we become more and more detached from the farm, okay, and, you know, you think back, I think that's one great thing to go to the State Fair is to get that reattachment with our food supply, okay? Maybe it's just walk through the barns looking at the livestock, looking at the dairy cattle, looking at the chickens or whatever. And then, of course, Kristen, I think you got to make a stop out at the commodities tent, okay? All right?
Yeah, that's
for a country ham sandwich or a ribeye steak sandwich. All the commodity groups, folks, are located under one tent. And so you've got dairy producers, you got pork producers, you got beef producers, you got lamb producers, you got the aquaculture folks with some fresh trout and catfish. Wow. All these good Kentucky proud farm-raised products right there for you to consume. So, folks, this is coming up. Again, it starts on July. Excuse me. I'm so excited, Kristen.
We're talking about it in July.
But I'm so excited that I just can't wait. Starts on August the 19th, runs through August the 29th. So it runs 10 whole days, August 19th through the 29th, two full weekends. Folks, I tell you what, come on up to Louisville. Let's check out the Kentucky State Fair for 2021.
After hearing Chris, I think I'm getting excited as well. So make sure to check out the 2021 Kentucky State Fair, and make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market, Hobdy Dine Reed, and so just get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.